fun for the annual burning of the trees and Afterfest get together. And now you're now that you're cleansed, you can get focused on the year ahead and your upcoming Southern Fried Rock show and all the fun that Shady Lady Productions has in the beginning part of the year here coming up quickly.
Yeah, it's here already. So getting ready to 14th annual Southern Fried Rock, Peter B's on Saturday, January 26th, and looking forward to it.
Going to be a great lineup, and actually we're going to be visiting with one of the members of one of the bands who will be a part of that. Tim Penska will be joining us from East Coast Turnaround on the show tonight. We'll play some ECT, and honestly, it's one of the bands that really will jump out at you here at The Rock Station 97.7, because they're one of the bands that have been the longest played as far as our local music in regular rotation here on The Rock Station 97.7.
I hear them quite regularly, so yeah, they get featured a lot. So
yeah. And they get requested a lot, too, and that's a great thing. And that's something to keep in mind, because won't be too long. We'll be talking Grassy nominations and Grassy awards with the BandJam Grassroots Music Festival not too far off. And that means you need to listen to the radio. You need to call in if you have a local song you like and request it, because that does have ramifications in positive entities for the grassroots, and in particular the Grassy Award that we will be giving out. Of course, Anger the Ant, two-time reigners of that. They're the current reigning Grassy Award winners. So, speaking of BandJam, yeah, it's not too far off. In fact, we keep announcing new additions every Friday morning on the Rock Show Morning Show with Jay Klein, of who will be participating in this year's event that is at Cooper's Lake Campground, July 12th and 13th. And we're very honored to have Woodman Life and local representative Tony Angeretta as our premier sponsor, but some other great folks coming on board to help out the cause. Aqua Solutions among that, and Lamatt Productions. There's going to be a vendor? I saw a vendor that's got something nuts in it.
Totally nuts.
Totally nuts.
It'll be totally nuts will be out there.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, that and more. Of course, can't do the show without Lamatt Productions and Shady Lady Productions, because you guys make it all happen. It sounds great, looks great, and the bands just add to that atmosphere of Cooper's Lake Campground, which is a special place, too.
Yep, so we invite you to follow along at TheBandJam.com, because we'll update that as we add the bands, add vendors, sponsors, news, anything like that. Get your tickets. We've already been selling tickets, which is just awesome. That's just, you know, cool.
Yeah.
The word's out.
That's absolutely right. $20 for the entire weekend is the admission price, and doesn't matter if you stay or if you come in and out, because you can do all of the above once you have a ticket. And we encourage you to take a look around. Go to thebandjam.com. You'll see some of the sites, and encourage you to use the link to get over to Cooper's Lake Campground and seriously consider staying for the weekend if you have that ability. It's not a prerequisite that you stay. We encourage it, though, and a lot of people take advantage of it, and I know anybody that has stayed out there will highly recommend that, because it is such a beautiful facility. You can truly make this, and if you have a family, if you have kids, this is a family fun event, and there's a lot to do, so nobody will be sitting around being bored.
Yeah, and speaking of kids, 17 and under are free. And just to be clear, that $20 is for the festival admission. You do have to handle the camping separately through Cooper's Lake Campgrounds.
Yeah, and that's where the link is there at thebandjam.com to get over in that and get in contact with Cooper's Lake Campground so that you can pick a spot. There's plenty of room. You don't have to worry about things being gobbled up, because he's got a big area out there. But some of the prime spots, people like to be in certain spots, certain areas. If you want to be down by the lake and enjoying that, whatever. Last year was pretty warm. I know a lot of people were seeking out the shade to stay in. But the setting for the actual event itself, if you've not been out there, they've got a beautiful little stage amphitheater, kind of a natural amphitheater that is tree-lined. So you can be in the sun or out of the sun, whatever. And there's a lot of other things we have with the vendors. They've got an awesome camp store. They've got shower facilities. I mean, you can even do your laundry out there if you want to stay longer. Yep. You know. And it's a unique opportunity, too, because Cooper's Lake Campground is not a campground that people can just pull up to. It's a special event campground. The Band Jam is one of their special events.
Special indeed. So make sure you get on it. TheBandJam.com.
Check it out. Well, we're going to preview the Southern Fried Rock Show, and in particular, get up to date on one of the bands that's, as I said, been one of the staples of this show and our local music regular rotation. Tim Penska, East Coast Turnaround, will join us coming up here in just a couple of moments. But first, we turn to the music, and going to play you, actually, ironically, gentleman that one of the, I don't know if it was the last time I saw East Coast Turnaround, but one of the times in recent years, we bumped into those guys and actually did a live spot with them on the show. There was a gentleman that played down at the Hard Rock Cafe for, he was one of the openers for an event that Paul Luke played in. And so it's kind of fun tying this back in. But Paul Luke had a new album come out in 2018 called Bad Seed. And he's actually going to be playing a number of different shows around the area, and including he just played a show last night down at Mr. Small's. Or no, it was I think it was Club Cafe. But he's got a show at Mr. Small's in February. Check him out. He's Paul Luke. His last name is L-U-C. Very talented musician who's been in the Pittsburgh area for quite some time. And I think you'll really enjoy this song called Restless Mind from Paul Luke.
All right. And then I say we follow that up with some Chip and the Charge-Ups. Chip reached out to us, and they have a big show coming up on January 26th. If you remember our episode with Chip, his daughter is their bass player. So looks like she's going to be celebrating her 17th birthday that day. So they're going to make it a big old party-style rock show. And they're calling it Chip and the Charge-Ups, Melina's Bombastic Birthday Bash. And so we'll send out some, I hope I never say that out loud, Chip and the Charge-Ups.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great stuff. Well, let's get at it. And then we'll visit with Tim Penske of East Coast Turnaround tonight, right here on the Grassroots Show. This segment brought to you by our friends at the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. Full-scale professional facilities. They can cater to your needs as far as getting music recorded so that you can be played on the Grassroots Show. And we thank Jim Harpell and the folks at Meat Locker Recording Studios presenting our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. And don't forget, show streams live at 977rocks.com and is available via the on-demand playback feature as well.
I've heard there's a clock in me, but its rhythm, it must be out of sync. I can't eat or sleep or think. Doctor said I'm nervously watching storm clouds gather in my head. A rabid dog I should not have fed. I've collected every single question I found lying round. It's much more than I can afford, and yet I pay it anyhow. You need my attention, and I'm falling behind. It's not that I don't love you, it's just a restless mind. I've heard bridges bow and shake so slightly that your eyes cannot perceive. Those same winds jostle inside me. I have tried a change of scene. I was still there no matter where I went. Turns out I will not relent. I've collected every single question I found lying round. It's much more than I can afford, and yet I pay it anyhow. You need my attention, and I'm falling behind. It's not that I don't love you, it's just a restless mind. Oh, it's just a restless mind. single question I found lying round. It's much more than I can afford, and yet I pay it anyhow. Oh, you need my attention, and I'm falling behind. It's not that I don't love you, it's just a restless mind. Oh, it's just a restless mind. Oh, it's just a restless mind.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight. This segment, as always, since show number one, and now it's like 361?
341.
341.
Plus or minus a couple.
Okay.
Take care.
Well, here we are 340 shows later, still having the Rainbow Inn as our second segment sponsor. We're talking about the Rainbow at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Home of the Man Can special. Stop by for a refreshingly good time and drink specials. And, why not catch a Penguin game down there? And say hello to the folks who support local music. We're very excited here tonight to have a visit from Tim Penska. He's one of the members of that legendary Fathers of Truckers bands, or how does that slogan go?
Fathers of Trucker Rock.
Yeah, Fathers of Trucker Rock. We're talking about East Coast Turnaround, who have been one of the staples of this show virtually for about all 7 years, at least I do believe, a long time anyway. Tim Penska, he's the drummer of East Coast Turnaround, joins us here tonight. Tim, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me again. And I actually think it's kind of odd to finally have the drummer being able to do an interview, because it seems like the drummer never gets to talk.
How about that? Well, we're breaking ground, and let the Fathers of Trucker Rock break that ground, right, Tim?
Of course. Why not?
Give us a little background. Where you guys are from and how long you've been together, Tim?
We're all from the Gannett area. We've been together. Well, I've been in a band for going on in April. This April, I'll be in the band for 8 years. They've been going on, I think three years prior to me joining. So it's what, 10 years or so, 11 years?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you have an interesting story, and we'll get a little background of yourself in music mm-hmm. here as well. But you're going to be part of the upcoming Southern Fried Rock Show presented by Shady Lady Productions out at Peter B's. And you guys have been on that before. As a matter of fact, you had a health scare a while back that took you out of the fold a little bit, but last year was your return back with the band. Am I correct in that?
You are correct. The year before that, July 19, 2017, I had a stroke. Took me out for, about almost a year.
Wow. So scary time for you, no doubt, but you were able to make your way back, and I would hope back to full health and obviously back to full drumming.
Yeah, so far so good. Still recovering, because it's an ongoing recovery thing, especially whenever you have your motor skills being taken away from you. Like in an instant, in a flash, it was pretty insane, but I'm here and I'm drumming and probably not as good as what I used to, but I'm doing it.
Well, that's got to be a challenge. I mean, you think about all of the faculties you have to use and the motor skills that would be necessary in drumming, because, you know, it's not like it's a guitarist holding a guitar in one neck and strumming on the other. I mean, you're working legs, you know, arms, everything's going.
Right, yeah. So it's it really put a damper on my mood. It was kind of like, oh, what am I going to do now? You know, it's what I love.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm almost having it taken away from you completely that quick is just like, it's definitely a complete eye-opener.
Mm-hmm.
It's that whole cliche thing, you know, you seem to appreciate everything after effect, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, it's great to hear that you're on the mend, and obviously been playing a year since then, since the Southern Fried Show last year.
I got to think that's somewhat therapeutic as well, if you know, we're playing the drums like that, working yourself back, so.
It is, and I actually, my physical therapist who was helping me, she actually, my drums were set up, Jason Fetty, the bassist of East Coast Turnaround, he came over to my house, he set my drums up while I was in the hospital, and he did that for me, which is awesome, but she actually recommended me to play drums as a physical therapy lesson, you know, session, and she would sit down with me while I sat there and ran through, I think, like five or so songs. And it was like, oh, my God. You know, I didn't think, you know, you don't really think about that being able to get you back into things. But it's very, it's like a surreal thing. you know, something that I like helped me get out of something that happened to me. So
that's awesome. Music being a therapy in a different angle, which is pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's definitely one of the probably one of the upsides of being a drummer.
Right up there with having to load all your stuff in and out at every show, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Building up that strength.
Who does more work in a band? Outside of the sound guy, right?
Outside of the sound guy, in our band, it's probably the harmonica player.
Oh, okay. Tell us about the guys. Throw out some names for us. Tell us who is a part of East Coast Turnaround.
Chad Fetty, who is the singer and acoustic guitar player. Wayne Baker, who is playing electric guitar, backup vocal. Jason Fetty, who plays bass and backup vocal. And Ray Kachinka, who plays the harmonica. And every now and then, he will do some backup vocals into the microphone. But I don't know if that's for show or not. That's yet to be determined.
Well, you guys have an awesome blend. The musicians that are in this band are you're at the top level of every anybody that we have in this region. And certainly when Ray starts on that harmonica, man, that's some pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, it's still mind-blowing to this day on how good he is and how much energy he puts into everything.
It's awesome. Yeah, folks, if you've never caught East Coast Turnaround, well, you want to get yourself to the Shady Lady Show here at the end of the month on Saturday, the 26th of January. But if you can't make that one, you got to find an opportunity to see these guys, because they really, really bring on bring a great show and just a great sound. You've got such a unique sound, too, and it's very special. How did that all come together? Did you guys have a love for that style of music, or how did the East Coast Turnaround sound develop?
Ted started off as an acoustic act, just himself playing local bars and all that stuff. And he was more into the outlaw side of country.
Mm-hmm.
Jason is more funk oriented. He likes bass driven funk music. Wayne, who is just all over the place, from 60s rock to country, just everything in between. Like it's nuts how much he knows. Ray is, blues driven, and then I'm actually classic rock, metal, country driven. So it's just somehow you get everybody together and it just flows for some oddball reason.
It's ECT.
Yeah, pretty much is what it all boils down to. It's like people sit there and laugh whenever we're playing Brown Eyed Girl and I'm throwing in double bass kicks on things, and it's like, and it's like the oddest thing, but it's like, oh my god, people are like, oh, it was goofy, but it works for some odd reason. It's, luck of the draw, I guess.
That's awesome. Well, let's give our friends, listeners out there tonight a little sample of Little East Coast Turnaround. Tim Penske, drummer from ECT, joining us tonight, and we'll continue our discussion, but we're going to get into one of the songs that is in regular rotation here, and I think, is a perfect sample of what East Coast Turnaround can bring and what you're all about. You guys got a great song called Love, Life, and Murder. How long has that song been around? Because we've been playing it for a long time.
Oh, my God. It was actually even around before I joined.
Okay. Wow.
So it's over 8 years.
That's awesome. Well, it is a great tune. Let's give it a sample. The Fathers of Trucker Rock, East Coast Turnaround, Tim Penske joining us here tonight. And this is Love, Life, and Murder on the Grassroots Show, the rock station, 97.7 FM. We'll be right back. Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Our next segment and our visit with Tim Penska of East Coast Turnaround is brought to you by Broz's Superette, where you can always find a great bite to eat, whether it's for lunch, dinner, you want to make them full meal, or if you're just looking for something to snack on, they have it all. They've got Butler's Best Hot Sausage, full line of smoked beef sticks from the hot cheese and more, and bacon. Everybody loves bacon. Various cuts of steaks, deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads. They've always got something very unique. I know even for the New Year's holiday, I did a little bit of their own homemade sauerkraut that they do, which was fantastic. And that can be kind of a variable for a lot of folks sometimes. People I've found are picky about their sauerkraut, and this went over very, very well. And, of course, they've got best ham loaf in town. You know, it's a full-service butcher shop, deli, and more. You can get everything you need tonight for dinner or lunch tomorrow. Stop by Broz's Superette, high on the hill, right on the price, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. And they create their own background music, too, for their commercials. Speaking of our background music tonight, we just heard Music Man from East Coast Turnaround. Tim Penska is joining us here tonight from those Fathers of Trucker Rock. And a little background on Music Man, because that's one song that I'm not completely familiar with, like Love, Life, and Murder, which jumps out at you and gets played a lot here.
The background on that is basically the story about being a musician and playing every weekend, every night, or whatever, and actually having to travel. So that's what it kind of we were trying to capture in that song.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What are you guys up to nowadays? I've had a few shows here. You were actually going out to Hershey ahead of the Southern Fried Rock Show. If your schedule's up to date.
Yes, we are going off to Hershey. I think next Wednesday.
Okay.
I think that's when it is. Yeah, it's the 23rd. We're going out to Hershey for a little showcase. And then we come back here for Southern Fried Rock Show.
That's awesome. I think that showcase, I remember talking to you guys in the past. That's something you've have you done regularly? Am I thinking of the right band?
I know they did it, I believe, not last year, but I think like the year before.
Okay.
I bumped into them out there. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just a couple of us. I think it was Chad Ray.
Okay.
Was out there.
Of course, you guys have played in many different locations, haven't you? You've traveled around a bit.
Yeah, we try. Yeah, we got to play down in Alabama, Tennessee, Maryland, West Virginia. We're trying to go up and out as well. So trying to get some good connections for that.
That's awesome. A little background on Tim Penska and drums. How did you become a drummer, Tim? Was there some music in the family? What led you down a musical path?
Yeah, my dad was actually a drummer turned bassist. And I got the bug, and I always just wanted to play drums for some other reason. I'd always bang on everything, Tupperware, magazines, whatever you gave me, put in front of me. I was hitting it. And then at the age of 8, I finally got my first drum kit for Christmas. So, been doing it ever since.
That's awesome. Any formal training, or was it all kind of, Dad instructed me a little bit, and I picked the rest up on my own?
You know, it was just self-taught. It was me just grabbing whatever albums that I liked at the time and just hunkering down and just playing for hours upon hours. That's all I did.
How did you end up meeting up with Chad and Jason and everybody else in East Coast Turnaround? How did that collaboration begin?
I went to school with Chad and Jason. We're both from the same school, and we were friends, and I was in bands even before Chad didn't really think about playing. So they would come out to shows that I was at and all that, and then the power of Facebook put me back in touch with them, and then I ended up quitting a band. And then I, right after that, I got a message, hey, you want to join our band? It's like, sure, why not?
How often outside of actual shows are you guys able to get together and practice? Is there a set night? Always curious to see how bands pull that together around, you know, work schedules and the like.
We try to do a set night, but with schedules and how it is, it's, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Depending on how many shows we have, depends on our practice schedule. So if we're pretty booked up and playing every week, we kind of just practice every now and then. And then if we have a nice little space in between shows, then that's whenever we practice at least once a week. But then we're also practicing on our own. It's a constant practice.
So when's the new CD coming? I've been asking this question for seems like a very long time now.
That's a million-dollar question right there. I'll tell you what, hopefully soon. We're actually writing new stuff. We're taking our time.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
yeah. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to not let it seem like it's just thrown together. Just taking time and just really thinking things out and making sure the arrangements are perfect. And then we're actually going through what songs would be good as acoustic only, full band. It's a lot of decision making. Mm-hmm. Now it's just hunkering down and trying to come up with stuff that people never really heard before, which is what it all boils down to.
That's cool. You know, you guys have such a great staple of songs in that background. You know, and it's a lot of times for bands that's a tough thing to overcome, especially some songs that become popular, and you see that especially in the bands known as classic rock nowadays, you know,
yeah.
Classic in the form that they've been around a long time. Everybody loves those old staples. So when you know, when you're asking, where's right. my sunshine and Love, Life, and Murder? I mean, you know, those become staples, I'm sure, for fans wanting to see you guys perform them.
Yeah, it's actually kind of crazy because I never thought that I'd be in a band that somebody would be in the audience and scream out a song because they like it. But so, you know, I get the, you know, the cover stuff, hey, play, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually have somebody yell in original, you know, music, it's like, it kind of catches you off guard. You're like, oh, my God, you know, people actually really do like it.
That's awesome. Well, that shows you where East Coast Turnaround is as a band. You guys have done a great job, and there is a lot of sincerity in the term Fathers of Trucker Rock, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Where can people find you guys as far as social media and the like and find out where you're going to be outside of the upcoming Southern Fried Rock Show?
The main place I could tell everybody to go to that can see the Twitter, Facebook, and whatever else we have is eastcoastturnaround.com. That'll give you links, hyperlinks to the Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff, and show schedules whenever it's updated.
Awesome. A lot of great shots, too. You guys got a lot of great videos. I know you've have seen practice videos of you guys in practice. Mm-hmm. Some great shots of men laying on stages and having a good time. And that's what East Coast Turnaround brings to the fans when you see them live.
We try. we definitely try.
Well, there's going to be no doubt a great lineup coming up for the Southern Fried Rock Show presented by Shady Lady Productions. Saturday, January 26th, and East Coast Turnaround going to be a part of that. Dinner Bell Road, Doppler Effect, Mickey and the Steak Oil Boys, the SOBs. Love that. And the Justin Wade Band. That's going to be one heck of a lineup, and I'm sure you guys are excited to be a part of Southern Fried Rock Show number, 14?
14, yep.
Always. We're always excited to be a part of anything that Shady Lady and Peter B's have. Always fun. Always a fun time.
Well, Tim, again, continued great recovery. We're glad to have you back behind the drum kit playing for East Coast Turnaround, and real honor to speak with you tonight. Tell the guys to keep up the great work, and whenever that new album does come out, we hope you'll include us on the list so that we can play some more great East Coast Turnaround on the radio for you guys up here.
Of course, anytime.
We're going to do a couple more songs, including Where's My Sunshine and Say Yen. Those are some songs that have been around for a little while. Can you tell us about that, Tim?
Where's My Sunshine is a story about finding your path back to where you were, is what I'm gathering from it, is what I take from it. Say Yeah is a song about taking back what's yours. it's kind of full circle, basically, with both of those songs. You stray off the path, and you're getting back on, but then you're getting back what was yours.
That's awesome. Tim Penske, drummer from East Coast Turnaround, joining us here tonight. Well, that path out to Hershey and back to Peter B's. Have safe travels, guys, and wish everybody the best of luck in East Coast Turnaround.
Oh, thank you. Thanks again for having me.
Tim Penske, East Coast Turnaround, Where's My Sunshine, right now tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Take another pill just to forget where I'm going, where I've been. Cut another line just to ease my mind of these thoughts I had again. Keep walking foot, but it always seems I end up running back. With my boom so deep I can barely see my tracks. So where's my sunshine? Where's my sunshine? With a light so bright I can barely swear my eyes. At the end of that tunnel I finally realize. That's train barreling down on my life. And I don't think I can make it one more night. So where's my sunshine? Where's my sunshine? So where's my sunshine? We'll be right back.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
You got several opportunities out about this week to share your talents. Why not join Donnie Yozo for an open mic night at the Rock Ann Haven this Wednesday night from 8 to 11. And then on Friday, an open mic night with Doug Carnahan of After the Fall will be out at the Sidebar getting underway at 9 p.m. Also, coming up on Friday, January 25th, join Washboard Tony. He'll be out at the Saxonburg Hotel from 7 to 10. On Saturday, the 26th, it's Chip and the Charge-Ups and Melina's Bombastic Birthday Bash at Ambones, getting underway at 6 o'clock. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, also on Saturday, January 26th, it is the 14th annual Southern Fried Rock Show at Peter B's in Sarver. Well, one of the bands that started it all will be there. That's Doppler Effect. Joining them will be our guests tonight, East Coast Turnaround, the Justin Wade Band, Dinner Bell Road, and Mickey and the Snake Oil Boys. Head on out to Peter B's for a rockin' show, the Southern Fried Rock Show. Also from Shady Lady Productions, mark your calendar, back at Peter B's on February 16th, it will be the Heartbreakers Ball. And on March 16th, it's the St. Patrick's Day Brutality.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight, and again, encouraging any musicians out there, bands, get us your information. Let us put you on the general concert calendar and include an opportunity for the listeners out there to see you live and in person. Real simple email, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. We're excited to be putting together this year's Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and letters have been sent out. In fact, we have sent out to a number of new artists, not new as far as their stature, but new to us for the Band Jam this year. And if you've got those letters, please get back to us as soon as possible, because we're putting the schedule together for July. And, of course, we have a number of staples that will be coming back, and already have announced a few of those, and we'll be announcing those every Friday morning. So I hope you'll tune in and enjoy that little bit of excitement to get you pumped up for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year. And we want to thank Tony Angerette, local representative of Woodman Life, becoming part of our family for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival to Coopers Lake Campground, and being a premier sponsor. It's great to have that support so that we can bring this live, local, original music festival to all of the listeners out there.
Yes, it makes it very easy for us to pull this thing off when we have the community and sponsors step forward like that. So thank you much. And if you're interested in sponsoring the Band Jam, simply contact us, contact me, let Bob know, call the radio station, and we'll get you hooked up.
Absolutely. Yeah, we would love to have you be a part of it. We do have limited room for vendors. We have some vendors that come back every year, but there's some space out there. So if a vendor of unique proportion would like to be a part of it and to put yourself in front of the multitudes that enjoy the Band Jam, we encourage you to get in touch with us. I want to send a special best wish out to Mr. Jim Need of the Needs Hotel, that institution which has been a staple in the Lawrenceville area of Pittsburgh for many, many, many years. In fact, we had Jim on our show in recent years. And, of course, a lot of local musicians have graced their talents across that stage or the area of the Needs Hotel or the side stage outdoors. A lot of people I know put lawn chairs up, sat across the street and enjoyed it even. But I want to wish Jim the best of luck in his retirement. They have decided to close the Needs Hotel after the holidays, after, what, almost 80 years in the family.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, and Jim's quite a character, too. So it was, great crossing paths with him through the music portion of this. And we were lucky enough to play there one time ourselves. And good guy.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you'll still hear of him, but sad to see that institution close down.
Yeah. Well, not only did it have great fish on the weekends and music and a lot of great people, but it also helped to name one of the great bands in Western Pennsylvania that needs hotel band, which will continue to live on. So we wish Jim the best of luck, and I hope he has a great retirement, too. So, well, we have thebandjam.com, the site for you to go check out. Don't forget, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com for any musicians out there. If you want to be listed on the general concert calendar or you want to get us your music to play, that's one easy avenue to get in touch with us. Don't forget our Facebook page and, of course, any Shady Lady production show. Catch up with Utah and hand over those CDs, get those MP3s to us, because 2019 is going to be a great year again for music, especially on the local end.
Yeah, we've got we're already filling the schedule up, looking forward to it. A lot of new stuff dropping, too, so keep the music coming.
Absolutely. And let's get to some of the music to wrap up the show. Again, thanks to Tim Penska from East Coast Turnaround joining us on the show tonight, and hopefully you'll see ECT at that Southern Fried Rock show coming up. But we're going to dig into a gentleman who's from this area. He put out an album that's been out for a while called Excellent Trouble. It's a very unique storytelling CD. A gentleman named Brad Yoder. I really like this song from that album. It's called How It Ends.
All right, and this is how we'll end the show then. We will take it out with the band that started the Southern Fried Rock show. It all came from these guys. That's Doppler Effect and their song Crystal Teardrops.
All right, and we'll do this thing called the Grassroots Show again next Sunday night. Bob in Utah, say goodbye for now, but keep listening to local music and keep it here to The Rock Station, 97.7.
Strip my wasteland. What gets built breaks down again. The weeds find a weakness in the pavement. A sign says see you in the spring, but it doesn't look to me like they'll be opening again. This is how it ends. Down in Millvale, at the going out of business sale, I bought a calculator and some blue pens. The flood was too much, so the old man hung it up, and now he's selling 40 years of odds and ends. I asked him if he'll fix things at home. All my small wasteland. What gets built breaks down again. The weeds find a weakness in the pavement.
Well, the sun begins to fall, raising shadows. Such a shame. Well, the sun begins to fall. Wind blows soft and slow. On a moonlit October night, leaves fall with no.
Newsflash, newsflash. Wintertime has arrived in Western PA. Stop worrying about it and come test drive the fully redesigned for 2019 Honda Pilot. KBB.com named the Pilot the best buy of the year among midsize SUVs and crossovers for the fourth year in a row. In this car, winter doesn't stand a chance. And we've got yours waiting for you at Honda North. WLER. Butler Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. rock station, 97.7. Station 97.7.
We'll be right back.
station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. On the Rock Station. 97.7. Station 97.7. The Rock Show. Weekday mornings on The Rock Station 97.7.
All this week on The Rock Show, we are going to play. Brought to you by Laskowski Plumbing. The Who, May 30th at PPG Paints Arena. Listen every hour for your clue and be caller 10 to take a guess on which celebrity or artist we're talking about. If you get it right, get a pair of tickets to see The Who, May 30th at PPG Paints Arena. Get it wrong, we'll give you another clue the next hour. Who are you? Brought to you by Laskowski Plumbing. On The Rock Show all this week, 6 to 10 a.m. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back to the music. Now, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Sitting by the street.
Rock Station 97.7.